This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a phone call from Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked the Russian president for sharing insights on his recent meeting with the US President Donald Trump in Alaska. The Prime Minister said that India has consistently called for a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict and supports all efforts in this regard. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump in a social media post asserted that the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky can end the war with Russia if he wants to. President Trump was implying that in a settlement of the war, Kyiv will have to give up claims on Crimean Peninsula, which was occupied by Russia in 2014 without military resistance, while Barack Obama was the president, while also ruling out Ukraine's inclusion in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. President Trump's statement comes ahead of his meeting with the Ukrainian counterpart, along with a group of European leaders, at the Oval Office in Washington tonight. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of India, Wang Yi, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a two-day visit to India. He is visiting India at the invitation of the National Security Advisor, Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with India's Special Representative, Mr. Doval. Parliament today passed the Indian Ports Bill 2025 with Rajya Sabha approving the bill. It aims to establish and empower state maritime boards for effective management of ports other than major ports. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition parties' uproar over various issues, including special intensive revision drive of electoral roll in Bihar. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated astronaut and group captain of Indian Air Force Subhanshu Shukla on behalf of the entire House for creating history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station under Axiom Mission 4. After that, Mr. Birla appealed to all the members of the House to take part in the special discussion on India's first astronaut, Captain Subhanshu Shukla's voyage aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Viksit Bharat by 2047. Amid the noisy scene, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh initiated the discussion. Dr. Singh reiterated the government's commitment to establish an operational Bharatiya Antarik Station by 2035 and send an Indian crewed mission to the moon by 2040.
2027 में पहला मानव हिंदुस्तानी अंतरिक्ष में जाएगा गगनयान 2035 में भारतीय अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन और 2040 में एक भारतीय चांद की धरती पर कदम रखेगा और इसलिए ये कहते हुए यकीन भी है और गर्व भी कि मोदी जी के संकल्प के विकसित भारत की सिद्धि 2047 से होने से कुछ साल पहले ही एक भारतीय चांद की धरती पर पहुंच करके विकसित भारत की घोषणा अंतरिक्ष में चांद पर करने वाला है.
Later, amid the pandemonium, Dilip Saikia, who was on the chair, adjourned the House for the day. Earlier, when the lower house assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal introduced the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025. Later, the House approved the motion to refer the bill to the Select Committee of the House for further scrutiny. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan introduced the Indian Institutes of Amendment Bill 2025. The Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana PMVBRY portal under the Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana has gone live. The scheme will provide incentive of up to 15,000 rupees in two installments to newly employed youth and up to 3,000 rupees per month per new employee to employers for creation of new job opportunities. Employers can visit www.pmvbry.epfindia.gov.in. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that Mumbai recorded 177 millimeters of rainfall in just 6 to 8 hours today, causing waterlogging at 14 locations. Talking to reporters after reviewing the rain and flood situation across Maharashtra, he urged citizens to remain cautious. And that is the end of this news bulletin.